respect. And you notice, your bulletin this morning, the title is Superficial. See, we often do that. How are you doing? Oh, just wonderful. See, I'm just doing super. And we come on Sunday morning and we're doing super. But it's superficial. And quite biblically, it's been explained to us how we are seated with Christ in glory. But sometimes, underneath the car on Monday morning, scraping your knuckles and being John Hergie, it doesn't seem like you're seated in glory anymore. So we come together. How are we doing? Oh, we're doing super. We have a pep rally and we're doing superficial. Well, how does that work with respect? Well, perhaps the emphasis sometimes gets put on the wrong thing. How are you doing? Turn with me to the book of Matthew. It's going to be a familiar scripture. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, and I want to start reading at verse 4. Jesus has just instructed the apostles to go into the city and to find a donkey. See? And a colt, and bring them to him. And don't worry about what anybody's going to say to you. Just tell them that the Lord has need of them. Verse 4 of Matthew chapter 21 said, "All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion." Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Let's pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and praise God for your kingdom. I am thankful that we have an eternal King. Father, help us not to ever unwillingly show contempt for your kingship. Not only, Father, to see ourselves seated, but who we are seated by. In the name of King Jesus, I pray. Amen. Jesus is my King. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus is a seven-way King. He's the King of the Jews. That's a radical king. He's the king of Israel. That's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He is the king of the ages. Jesus is the king of glory. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the King of heaven. Do you know Him? I mean, really know Him. I wonder if you know Him. Don't try and mislead me this morning. Do you know Him? David says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. My King is the only King whom there is no means to measure and no way to describe His endless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of the shore of His supplies. No barriers can hinder Him from pouring out His blessings. Because the cattle on a thousand hills belong to Him, right? It doesn't matter how many roofs I need, God is in control. Amen?
Amen.
My King is enduringly strong. He is entirely sincere. He is eternally steadfast. He is immortally grateful. He is entirely powerful. He is impartially merciful. That's my King. He's God's Son. My King is the sinner's Savior. My King is the centerpiece of salvation. He is the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in Himself. He is honest. He is unique. He is unparalleled. He is unprecedented. He is supreme. My King is preeminent. Do you know Him? That's my King. That's who we are called to respect. My King is the grandest idea in literature. He is the highest personality in philosophy. He is the supreme problem in high criticism. He is the fundamental doctrine of proven theology. He is the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. Now that's my King. My King is the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good. He's the only one able to supply all our needs. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and He saves. He's strong and He guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debts. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. And He regards the aged. That's my King. Not do you know about Him. Do you know Him? See, this country our history was a revolution against the king. And it is a government for the people, of the people, and by the people. However, governments tend to filter themselves into religious movements. Have we become the church of the people, for the people, and by the people? That my roof comes before my tithe? Perhaps I need to refocus on the King. Even the respect for our civil leaders has diminished greatly over the past 50 years. All you got to do is look at the current political campaign and how they both immediately go to the gutter. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." So, brethren, the law of physics do not apply. The law of economy does not apply. You see, Jesus could care less whether it's fiat money or the gold standard, because the Jesus standard says that He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. That's my King. And it's one thing for me to be seen as seated in glory, but it's another thing for me to realize who I am seated beside. If I don't know, see, who I'm seated beside. If I don't understand that King of glory, then all it is a change of residency. It's like moving from Cleveland to California. My King. My King. Is the King of knowledge. He's the wellspring of deliverance. He is the doorway to wisdom. He is the pathway of peace and the roadway to righteousness. My King is the highway of holiness, the gateway of glory, the master of the mighty, the captain of the conquerors, the head of the heroes, the leader of the legislatures, the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors, and He is the prince of princes. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Do you know Him? I mean, really know Him? My King's office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteousness. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Oh, how I wish this morning I could describe Him to you. He is indescribable. He's indestructible. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He is irresistible. If you know Him. I'm here to tell you this morning that the heaven of heavens cannot contain Him, let alone a man explain Him. You can't get Him out of your mind. You can't get Him off of your hands. You can't outlive Him, and you can't live without Him. The Pharisees couldn't stand Him, but they found out they couldn't stop Him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in Him, and the witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill Him. Death couldn't handle Him, and the grave couldn't hold Him. Now that's my King. That's my King. Thine is the power and the glory. The power and the glory. All the power belongs to my King. We've been talking about political power, gold standard power, United Nations power. But it's God's power. Thine is the power, yeah, and the glory. We try to get prestige and honor and power and glory for ourselves, but all the glory is His. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever 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 and all the evers after that. And when you get through with all those evers, Amen and amen. How easy is it to think? That's a lot of superlatives. Yep. I guess he's the king. I think I'll go home and take a nap now. Superficial. Some of you ain't even going to wait till you get home. You're taking a nap now. Superficial. See, but we're not going to be able to respect each other as the family of God until we have the proper respect for the King. Jesus said His kingdom is not of this world. It's up to you who you're going to serve as that great philosopher Bob Dylan said. You're going to have to serve somebody. Somebody is going to be your king. Now, our respect for royalty has even diminished this week as a member of the royal family gets naked pictures posted in Las Vegas. So sometimes in our society we have trouble with this idea of a king. Brethren, we got to get it straight in our minds who we are serving, and that we are serving Him and He's not serving us. He's the king. You ain't. I know it's going to come as a shock to some of you, because that's the way you've always been. That's the way you always intend to be. Well, as soon as I get out of this mess, I'll serve the Lord. You know what? You ain't never going to get out. You may get out of that mess, but there will be one to take that place. You can't wait till you get out of the mess to serve the Lord. If you don't serve the Lord in the midst of the mess, you ain't going to serve the Lord. That's just all there is to it. You'll go 15 years saying, you know, I really intended to. And you're going to have the same problems 15 years from now. Superficial. And see, the creeping, crawly crud of that superficiality, the real devastating, demented, devilish part of this is that it goes on underneath, undetected. Treason is often not in the outward rebellion. The treason that brings down an army takes place in its midst. Do you know my King? Do you know my King this morning? Do you know my King? Well, there better be a bunch of you up here if you don't know Him. Do you know my King?
Amen.
Well, what a day that'll be when faith becomes sight. Number 916. Let's stand up. 916. We'll sing both of these verses. 916.